Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Between, you know, what was supposed to be good with Yordan and Altuve, no one's really been hot in the Astros lineup, but it's the same deal. Like, wedge him in there between a couple really good players. Great spot to be.
Absolutely. Other little news and notes here. Marcell Ozuna's playing with a hip tear. Not good. Luckily, he DHs, but he's been kind of working through that, playing through that. You had some concerns when we were kind of constructing some player debates to maybe put him in here because of that injury. I think that's valid. I think it's valid to be worried that maybe this carries the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I just traded for him, too, in the OG league. I traded for him and Matt Chapman. But, yeah, I mean, it just sucks, you know, and it's one of those things that where it doesn't really seem to be bothering him now. But it obviously is. It's not showing up in his performance, but it's something he's going to have fixed after the season. So, you know, if the Braves don't make the playoffs down at the, you know, the last stretch where you really need him in a head-to-head league, that could be really bad. I think in a roto, it's fine. It's really not that big a deal. And if he doesn't make it to the end of the year, you cast him away at that point. But in a head-to-head league, it's a little more worrisome, and that's where I have him.
Carlos Correa was scratched with back tightness on Wednesday. Looks like he needs a massage, Boggs.
I need him. Don't want to give him a massage. Probably break a rib. So
I want to go see a masseuse. He knows a few. Kerry Carpenter, aka Kerry Bonds, hit 3 homers on Monday, but then was scratched with hamstring tightness. Kerry Carpenter is like becoming one of my favorite players. I love this dude. He just destroys right-handers, and he's just such a monster out there.
How good is that team, by the way? The Tigers have been so good.
It's sneaky good. But is it sustainable? Joe and I, we've done a couple of betting pro shows. We're doing like one a month where we look at futures, and he was just a super not believer. I kind of think there's a reason to not believe sustainability with the Tigers, but it also feels like it's one of those teams that is just like, give me a trade or two, and they're like remember the Royals from some years back, the Alex Gordon, Moustakas? It wasn't like the biggest superstars, but it was all the right pieces. You need another piece or two, but like Baez is playing well. Riley Green is back. Kerry Carpenter's rolling. The pitching staff between Flaherty and Skubal, especially Skubal. Like, I still think they need a piece or two. So I don't know if they can keep it, but they're one. I mean, don't they have like the best record in major leagues?
Yeah. I mean, Skubal has been great. Will Vest has been good as their closer as well. Flaherty's been really good. I guess you're right. It's just like, does the pitching staff hold up here, right? That is what has been carrying them.
Well, even the hitting, like Baez,
but the hitting is like, you know, you just added Parker Meadows back too. Like, it's just going to get better. True. It feels like Riley Green didn't start out the year very hot. Now he's been good. Torque started hot. He's been bad. So like, they're not even clicking on every cylinder yet, and they're this good. So I don't know. I think the Tigers could be pretty dangerous this year.
I could see the Tigers if Sandy kind of got it together a little bit, Maybe they go and try to get a Sandy to put like a third big pitcher in there. And then maybe you just try to go get like one veteran. I mean, I say Arenado, he's probably won't play there, but someone like that, like a leader defender who can hit a little bit that maybe goes over and plays third base or something. Like, give me those two people. Well, also, I guess you look at bullpen. That's maybe why, like another fit, like with the Cardinals and Helsley, they're making it work right now. But I still think they need quite a bit more for the sustainability. But Kerry Carpenter is one of the big reasons for it. Other stuff, Tyler O'Neill starting a rehab assignment this week, should be back soon. Jorge Soler was removed with groin tightness. That was today or yesterday. Jason Dominguez has been out with swelling in his thumb. Keep an eye on that. Lamont Wade was designated for assignment. Dominic Smith was signed. I didn't even realize this. They interviewed Buster Posey. I didn't realize Buster played with Lamont Wade and then had to cut him. Can you imagine?
That's weird, dude. That's
weird.
That stinks. But it was like Buster Posey was like, we're going to make moves and we're going to get better. And the first thing he did was cut Lamont Wade. So, and they brought in Dom Smith, who had two hits today. So, and they're up by a run. Robbie Ray, you know, Robbie Ray got his first loss like last week.
He's been nuts.
So good as well. So, yeah, Giants are a pretty good squad right now, unfortunately.
Yuri Perez is going to be back early next week. So thank you very much. Yuri Perez is coming back. Shane McClanahan.
For Yuri on your rest of season ranks did you put him?
I think I put him into the like low 40s, early 30s, somewhere in there. Okay. I think I'm worried about how long he can go into games. I'm worried about run support. I mean, I think in general, like if, you know, maybe even if he pulls it together, who the hell is doing it this year? Like how Skeens is, you know, Skeens is like having these dominant pitching performances, but he can't pick up a win anywhere. Maybe Yuri gets into that spot, but I'm also worried they're going to pull him a little bit early. So I just don't know what version, but I do think like he needs to be ranked very high. I got him higher than Gallen.
Yeah. I mean, I think 40 is pretty aggressive. So yeah, I think that's a good spot. I was just curious to see where you had him because he hasn't pitched in CJ. So
Shane McClanahan will be another one of those. We actually might see him. The talk is he'll return in July or early August. So way, way back, but he could be coming back soon. Cole Reagan's back today. Mark Vientos placed on the IO with a hamstring strain. That's why Randy Mauricio is up. Bryce, I think you saw this wrong. Bryce Eldridge got called up to AAA.
My bad.
Yeah. So he got moved up to AAA. Blade is back up with the A's. Max Meyer on the IL with a hip impingement. He has been horrible. Luke Weaver placed on the IL with a hamstring strain. It is Devin Williams, as mentioned. And we had multiple other activations. Nick Gonzalez, Kauser, Encarnacion, and Chase Doland are all back. So lots of injury stuff out there. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will do a few player debates. We got a few questions, and we will do it right here on a live edition of In This League.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
Oh! All right, not enough of our boys hanging with us, but we did have a couple things here. CK asked, are we adding Craig Kimbrell in here? What do you think, Boggies?
No, I think Raisel Iglesias sucks, and I know the Braves are calling back up Craig Kimbrell, but I'm not adding him. Do you think he's going to get save opportunities?
I think there's a chance he might get some. I don't know if I'm going crazy about it.
He is worthless.
Okay, how about this?
He's been awful.
Who has the next, I'm not saying the next opportunity, but okay. Who gets a save next, Craig Kimbrell or Raisel Iglesias?
Raisel Iglesias.
He's been so bad, and he's been awful. Historically bad game.
He, you're not wrong. I'm not arguing that. Craig Kimbrell is washed. Dylan Lee looked good. Why not give Dylan Lee a chance? They put Aniel De Los Santos in every scenario that they possibly can. Why not give him a shot, right? Like, give anybody else a shot besides Craig Kimbrell. I don't know what you do. Like, he's not good enough to be middle relief the whole year, and you're going to put him right into the closer's role? No way. Maybe.
He's like a vet, Hall of Fame closer, but he sucks.
He has not been good in years. So I don't know what has changed.
What are his minor league numbers right now? I'm going to take a little looky here to see Craig Kimbrell, what he's done in the minors and how gross has it been. It's been good. He had 18 games he's pitched. 18 innings, 23 strikeouts, sub one whip, two ERA. Been very good in the minor league so far this year. Yeah, I think legitimately he's going to get an opportunity. Raisel Iglesias is a pile of dead weight.
Look, Craig Kimbrel had 23 saves last year. So it's not, but his ERA was also up over five. Like, I'm not saying that it's completely impossible. I just think he's done. And there's no way I'm wasting fab on Craig Kimbrel. So, you know, I don't need saves at bat. Maybe you do. I understand it, but I am not rostering Craig Kimbrel. And I'll just be willing to be wrong about him.
Maybe in a deeper league, like if I'm not cutting it, I'm not cutting like Will Vest to get rid of him, you know what I'm saying? But if it's a nothing burger, maybe you just have some like...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy. Speculative-y guy that you're like, maybe this girl gets some saves, and they just never do. Like, I would make that move. It seems like today everything lined up. Raisel Iglesias absolutely blew a critical game and a historic loss while he's been so bad as of recent. So
yeah, I mean,
actually
it's been,
think there's a possibility.
I feel like every time I turn on the TV and Raisel Iglesias is on the screen, he blows a save. Like, legit. Every single time I've seen him, he has been blowing it. A run this game. Let's see. No runs against Boston, a run against Philly, a run against the Padres, no runs against Washington, then a run against Boston. Like, he's been giving up runs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. He's given up runs in his last 10 games. 7 of them he's given up runs.
Now do Raisel Iglesias.
That was Raisel.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I thought you were going Kimbrel for a second. So
No. That was Raisel.
So bad.
Every time I see him, he's giving up runs. And so Kimbrel, like I said, they could easily just put him back in this role. I think it's idiotic. Go ahead and do it. That's fine. But I mean, there's got to be somebody else on this team.
There's not.
What is De Los Santos' ERA?
Minter's out for the year. Van Rod, by the way, said never trust Kimbrel.
Pierce Johnson is a 3.32. De Los Santos has a 3.16. Baseball Herrera is a 2.22. I mean, Scott Blewett wasn't bad before. Dylan Lee's ERA is 2.39. Like, he has 26 and a third innings pitch. Put that guy in the role.
Maybe you give him a save opportunity. Kimbrel's kind of looming around. I'm just saying it's not ridiculous to think that he gets an opportunity for the pickup. So just putting that out there. So thank you, CK, for the fodder. Jake had said, just wanted to share a trade I pulled off and has paid huge dividends this week. Traded Perdomo and Polanco for Cattell right before he came off the IL. That is optimizing. Now, Perdomo has been still pretty damn good, and I'm actually not ashamed of my Perdomo takes from like a month ago when I was like, hey, listen, we could still hold, but Polanco has come way down to earth. And frankly, none of that justification matters. You got Cattell. You know, when I did that whole, like, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I did that whole Hall of Fame thing with Cattell.
Yeah.
is he, could he be? And I was taking a look and it's like, he had so many years that were just kind of nothing burgers. But I just want to point this out. Let's just say he has three or four more years at the rate that he's hitting homers right now and the rate that he's hitting for contact. He actually legitimately could get over 300 homers. Now, I'm not saying that's enough, but if the guy has like a
borderline
career 300 type of guy, he's had some MVP votes, all-star games, got to a World Series, he gets over 300. Is that much different than like Harold Baines? You know, Harold Baines, 320 homers and something like that. I mean, maybe it's probably still not enough or anything like that, but that's just four more years. And then he'd be like 35, I think, ish. And then let's say he plays like, you know, three or four more years after that. If he gets to 350, maybe he is at the rate that he's going. But maybe I'm just optimistic because I love him.
Two-time All-Star, one-time Silver Slugger, NLCS MVP. Like, he needs to make the All-Star game every single one of those years.
He needs like five more All-Star games. Yeah. And he probably needs an MVP. What are his career stats? Do you have them up right now? Is he like
I do.
190 on the homers? Because he was at 180 something when I looked.
153 homers. So
that's it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, never mind. Screw that. I thought he was at like 180 before this and
153 before. Yeah, that's with yesterday.
He sucks. You should have kept Perdomo. Not a Hall of Famer.
Only 63 swipes, too. What's his career batting average? 281. Not bad.
Yeah. 300. Yeah. Never mind.
I mean, he's a Ring of Honor guy.
He's a great Ring of Honor. He goes up with Gonzo and Jackie Robinson and Randy Johnson.
Yeah. Goldie's going to be in there too. Yeah.
Yeah. David DeLucci.
If David DeLucci was going to be in there, he'd be in there.
My favorite obscure Diamondback of all time is Luis Torero. I always think about him.
Luis Torero?
You remember Luis Torero?
It's got to be Connor Jackson for you.
No, Connor was like, he was a known player. I absolutely loved him. But Luis Torero was like such, I thought he was going to be Vlad because he wore number 27. He had this I'm looking at him right now. He had this very like Vlad like approach, very aggressive, could get to pitches. You want to guess his minor league numbers? He actually might be a minor league Hall of Famer, Boggs. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm going to show it. This is great. Most of you probably don't even know who Luis Torero is. Look at this. Career,
I feel like I don't remember Luis Torero that much.
192 homers, 239 stolen bases with a career 304 batting average in the minors.
Yeah. I mean, that's not even close to a minor league Hall of Famer, I doubt, but
that's a pretty great minor league career.
Great minor league career. Luis Torero. Man, I don't really remember him. What year was he up?
Why isn't it showing any major league stuff? Is this all minor league stuff? Oh, yeah, because it's all minor league stats. Let's see, majors. I want to say it was like 2012 or something. 2003, 2004, 2005. Yeah, he wasn't a good player, but like there was something about him that I was like, he's going to be amazing. And then he went to Baltimore and Chicago, and then he just he played in the Mexican League Perdomo? For like 10 more years.
How about Geraldo Perdomo? Come on. I'm talking obscure players. Yeah, he won some gold gloves. How about Yimil Benitez? You remember him?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, we just play the remember game. That's what we'll do the rest of the show. We had no questions. We're going to just play the remember game. There was one more. Sorry, someone did this on Patreon. Let me pull it up here, and then we'll do some player debates. John S. asks, India, Simeon, are they back? Thank you, boys. And Jonathan India hit a homer today. So let's start with India. Are you back with Jonathan India? He is hitting 249. That was his second homer of the season. Expected numbers are higher, still walking, not striking out, but he has been pretty, pretty poorish this year. But he hit 266 in May, 385 so far in June, after hitting only 186 in April. Are you back on Jonathan India?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's in this league.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yeah, I mean, well, let me ask you this. Who would you rather have, Jonathan India or Jorge Polanco?
India.
130 last month. He hits 111 this month. I think I'd rather have India as well. So, yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate, like, take out of that group, you take the Hawkeye. Simeon, I feel like all it took for Simeon to come back is for me to get off the train. I was like,
but
I'm
done. Okay.
I'm done waiting for Marcus Simeon. Look, he may not be back at all.
He hit 198 in April. He hit 207 in May.
He's back. And
he has 8 at bats in June where he's hitting 375, which he has 3 hits in June. So he just hit under 210 every month of the season so far until now. He is barely hitting 200. Who would you rather have, India or Simeon?
I mean, with all of these guys being so bad, just give me the upside of Simeon. I don't care. They're all bad. I mean, they all haven't been good. I know India looks right. So if you want to see India, great, take him. I don't want anything with Polanco. Simeon has not looked good, but I just know that the ceiling is higher. So I don't know. Like it depends on where I am in the standings. Am I second? Then it's Marcus Simeon. If I'm 11th, then it's India. India's hitting.
So that is a good point. I'm out of the stage right now where I'm just like upside. Like I'm thinking about the guy for the future. We're 2 months in. I don't got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. So that's why I don't have time for Simeon right now. India, you know, if that Royals lineup is going to start clicking and get going, what the hell did he do today? Let me go. He had 2 games today. He had that homer. Yeah. I want to see what else he did.
Well, but the other game hasn't played yet. Just the one.
I want to see like how many hits he had in that game. If that offense starts clicking, higher batting average is in his future. He led off. He was 2 for 4 in this game. Homer, 2 RBIs, 2 of his of the contact. I'm assuming the 2 hits were both hard hit balls. I just think you give him in that spot here. I'm down for India because Simeon's not doing nothing for nobody. Yeah. Nothing for nobody. So,
by the way, let's see. After the game, in addition to bringing up Craig Kimbrell, Braves are going to put right-hander Daysbell Hernandez on the IL, and they DFA'd Scott Blewett and recalled Dylan Dodd. So, you give up so many runs in the ninth, a lot of moves are being made after that.
Are you ready for some bad news? It's not Burns, but it's another pitcher bad news. Shane Bieber will not be making his start on Friday with AA Akron. He came out of his Tuesday bullpen. Mind you, he pitched on Saturday here in Arizona. He came out of his Tuesday bullpen with soreness. He is meeting with Guardians doctors and will consult with Dr. Meister, not the doctor we all hate, as next steps are mapped out. So coming out of a bullpen with soreness, no bueno.
Yeah, sore after your bullpen, go see Dr. Mister.
Yeah, so. Mister. Going to see any doctor is not good. I mean, specifically yeah, Mr. the Tommy John.
I think I killed her.
Andrews, right? Yeah, the Mister guy. You know, they just dropped the it's coming out in like a month, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm worried it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that worry, of course. But
two reasons. I think they're going to go too hard into nostalgia because they've already in the previews. They showed we're talking about Happy Gilmore too, by the way. They showed the bolt in the guy's head and he lost a bunch of weight. They are bringing back Ben Stiller they're bringing back
Kelsey is going to be a waiter in it.
Okay. You just jumped ahead to my next thing. It's first off, they're going to bring way too much nostalgia back. The second thing, Adam Sandler is going way too far into his nonsense relationship stuff. Travis Kelsey, Eminem is going to be some stupid character. They've got the wrestler MJK or MJF or whatever is going to be his son. I hate the Dan Kelly. I don't know what his name is. He's like the big popular AEW wrestler. He's going to be his son in the movie. I don't want Dan Patrick in movies. I don't need Dan Patrick doing that. I don't need him as a cop. I don't need Travis Kelsey as a way. I don't want any of that. Adam Sandler's just having fun and stuff like that. It's going to not be good. And I'm already prepared for it. And not good in like, this is cute and fun nostalgia way. I'm like, this is going to be. Why don't you give
it a chance before you take a steaming dump on it?
I'm going to watch it. It's an all-time movie. It's one of the best movies of all time. But it's going to go too hard into that stuff. And we're all going to kind of hate it. I feel very confident.
I hope you're so wrong. I hope it's the best movie ever.
That's it. Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF. Oh, you ever seen him? He's a guy, he just like trashes everybody at all times. He's committed to the bit. Like if you see him in public, he'll just like make fun of you. He's kind of like a Chris Jericho type.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey.
World needs more Chris Jerichos. That's what I say.
I want it to be great. I'm not trying to be a hater, but just when I see it's like...
Already sound like a hater. They got see it first, then dump on.
Bad Bunny is going to be his caddy, and like, come on.
It's kind of funny, though.
It's not.
It is.
Why is it funny?
He was funny on SNL. He barely speaks English. It's hilarious.
Maybe. But it's also like, can they go back to old joke? I don't know. We'll see. They had the bit. The preview.
What's worse? Hold on. What's worse? Bad Bunny being his caddy or his best friend?
Hilarious. Make Nick Schwartz.
That was Grandma's boy.
I know. Grandma's boy. Or make Nick Schwartz in hit. Give me the good ones. Don't give me Shaq. In every role is a cop. He puts Shaq in Shaq is a cop in the movie with like where they're all old friends, whatever. It's fun, not funny grown people, ups. But grown-ups, yeah, or whatever the hell it's called. I don't need that. I don't want any of that stuff. I'm totally being elitist here, but I'm just very worried about it. I respect the history of Happy Gilmore, is what I'm saying here.
You're a straight up hater. You hate. Yeah, this is play a hater's ball. You're Silky Johnson right now. What is your problem?
You're gonna ruin Happy Gilmore, the classic art piece of Happy Gilmore. They got
art piece. Yeah,
they did the whatever his name was. The son.
You see the alligator just died. By the way,
no. Oh, did it?
That it was 80 years old. It was they did that from heaven. Everybody's waving Chubbs and the alligator and Abraham Lincoln. Like now they're all together because alligator just died at 80.
But then they're putting like Chubbs's son in it and he has a wooden hand. Like it's just.
Watch it and then take a dump on it.
Let's do some player debates. All right, let's do some player debates here. I got some that will start with you. We'll jump to me. Let's start with a hitter one.
First player debate. Gilmore versus Waterboy.
Oh, Happy Gilmore. Definitely Happy Gilmore.
I mean, I will probably say Happy Gilmore, but definitely not definitely.
Is anything better than Happy Gilmore? Is Billy Madison? Billy Madison was great, but I don't think it's over Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore 1, Billy Madison 2.
He called the S poop. It's such a good line.
Those two, and then it's another tier. Fantasy Pros ranks tier 1, regardless of half PPR.
I go on there first and clean it. Conditioner is better.
Waterboy is probably like at the top of the next tier.
By the way, this is the most argumentative we will be in a player debate today. Is probably. on uh, all of these movies. I put Billy Madison over over all of them, but they all are amazing.
I'm like, watching. I mean,
what was the bad one? Like, even the stupid one. What was the one that he did? The one with the fizzy bubby, where he was the hairstylist.
Oh, Israeli hairstylist. Zohan.
Yeah, dumb as I was stupid, but it was still pretty funny.
Little Nicky. That one was okay. You want to know where it got bad though? Where it was the Jack and Jill one. Remember with like it ruined.
That was Jim Carrey.
No, where it's like, dude, it's the one. It's Pacino's in it. It ruined Pacino's like career. He talked.
Ooh, I don't think I've seen
Adam
it.
Sandler. Let me see Pacino. I don't remember what the movie Jack and Jill. Yeah, it's called Jack and Jill from 2001. It's one of the worst rated movies out there. Katie Holmes is in it too, probably playing his totally normal wife that he would get. And then Al Pacino is in it.
Right.
It's the one where Adam Sandler plays both the boy and the girl.
Jack and Jill. I don't think I ever saw it.
Yeah, well, good. You saved yourself. All right, let's get the player debates. We're losing people here. All right, first one up. Lawrence Butler. We've talked a decent amount about Lawrence Butler, especially in the preseason. We've done it on Leading Off. Lawrence Butler has had a definite down year comparatively, but he's still hitting .265, 9 homers, 10 stolen bases. Profile's okay, though. Some of the profile has some down ticking stuff. He's striking out more. He is barreling and stuff. And we're going to verse him up. And I actually had a different Tiger in there, but I decided to change it from Kerry Bonds to Riley Green, who's hitting .283, 13 homers. Profile looks phenomenal. And there's a lot of supporting data in here, but no stolen bases. Who would you rather rest of season player debate, Lawrence Butler or Riley Green?
Man, this one is tough. I think it's Lawrence Butler, just the 5 tools, honestly, between him and Riley Green, because Riley Green is awesome. What is he going to do that is so much better than Lawrence Butler in any of these numbers? Like, is he going to score homers. Way more runs? No, maybe homers. That's it though.
RBI.
RBI. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, I think Lawrence Butler is going to have way more stolen bases. I think the average is going to be better for him as well.
Green has a better batting average currently.
I understand that, but I think Butler's is going to be better at the end of the season. He's hitting .333. Riley Green is hitting .500 this month. I understand. I think they're both good. I want them both on my roster. I just think Lawrence Butler's a little more complete. I think Riley Green's floor is higher. So that's kind of your debate on what do you want. It's between, is it you want the upside of Butler covering everything, or do you want the floor of Riley Green with the homers and the RBI? I just think you can get homer and RBI in most places. I think Butler's going to lead in stolen bases, runs, which are harder to come by, and average, I think, is a coin flip. So give me Butler in this one.
You know, I was sold on saying, I think I'm going to stick with it, but I want to say Lawrence Butler, and I was kind of sold on sticking with Lawrence Butler, but I will tell you this. Looking more at Riley Green, Riley Green's offensive profile of across the board really has some crazy sustainability. And this is a big one that I just stumbled on. So Lawrence Butler currently is hitting .326 against fastballs. Breaking pitches and off speed. I'm not going to try to break it down into individual pitches. These are just pitch types. He's hitting under .200 and the expected batting average stinks. Riley Green has put himself in a spot which he's never done before, where he's hitting .260 or higher against all pitch types, and the expected numbers are .260 or higher on 2 of the 3. The one lower is actually fastballs. So what I'm getting at is, like, he is hitting the ball consistently and across all different pitch types better than he's ever done. He's pulling the ball more than he's ever done before, and he's putting up, like, monstrous hard hit and barrel numbers. So, like, that's actually pretty wild, but he is striking out worse than he's done in the past. Lawrence Butler, maybe the floor of the offensive profile looks a little bit lower because, like, the expected batting average is lower. The actual batting average is lower, but the stolen bases are hot. And also, like, you got the summer months coming up of Sacramento. So I'm kind of encouraged that he can still pick that up. I think it's a really good one. So we're going to sweep with Lawrence Butler, but I don't think it's like a runaway. And I'd be curious what you guys have to say.
Not at all. Like I said, I want both of them on my team. Because Riley Green has been so hot recently, but I think in the long run, I'm going to want Butler.
All right. This is one that you put together. So this, and we actually were talking about the second one, and I think this turned into like a really fun one. You wanted to do one with Andy Pahis, and frankly, Pahis kind of comes up in every chat we do daily on Leading Off, because he's hitting 290 with 12 homers and 6 stolen bases for the Dodgers. Holy God, there was a time where we were concerned, would he have the playing time? Because Conforto and everything. He has locked himself up, and 2 months into the season has been pretty damn good. He has dropped his K percentage to under 20. He's getting the ball in the air. He's actually barreling and hitting the ball less hard, but like Riley Green, he's finding consistency against all pitch types. So letting the ball travel a little bit more, making more contact in general. He has upped his contact percentage from 80 to 88%. So we're putting Andy Pahis up against an underperformer that people are curious about in Adolis Garcia, who was hitting only 212, but 7 homers, 5 stolen bases. He still put up counting stats while having a really rough go. His expected numbers, they are higher. He's actually striking out less. His profile is as sustainable as it's ever been from a barrel, hard hit, average EV. He's getting the ball in the air more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. It kind of reads like it's just a matter of time before he starts to click, if we're being honest, and he's lower BABIP. So, rest of season, do you want the underperformed Adolis Garcia or maybe a theoretical overperformed Andy Pahis?
Yeah, I mean, I do like the fact that Adolis looks like he's about to come around, but I just don't know if I'm believing it. And this whole Rangers lineup has been rough this year. I mean, Seager's been good, but he's been hurt. Simeon's obviously been up and down. It's like Wyatt Langford is the only one that's been consistent. Josh Smith just broke out of a slump last night. Where does Adolis pull out of this? And just even looking at last year, right? Looking at his 2024 splits, he was really good in April. He hit 292. After that, there wasn't another month where he hit over 265. And in fact, he hit 265 in August, 242 in September, and then he was under 200 in May, June, July. So it's just, I think the deeper we get into Adolis's career, the more wonky these numbers are, and you know, the worse he looks at the plate. The Dodgers are so deep, it's hard to say Pahis, but Pahis is playing so well, there's no way anyone's pushing him off of playing time right now. So I think right now I'd have to say Pahis, which is not something I would think that I'd be saying at all coming into this year.
I think I have to agree with you on this one. I do think there's some stuff that shows that Adolis might break out of this. You know, only like 2 games in June, he's starting to hit a tiny bit, blah, blah, blah. The profile, like I said, you know, he's hitting the ball hard, he's barreling, he's getting the ball in the air, like all of those things, like he's going to step into himself. But what does he look like? Again, it's kind of like the Marcus Simeon thing. What does that look like at the end of the day? Okay, cool. He hits 280 this month, and then maybe hits 260 next month. Then he's back down to 200. He's super streaky. I think the strikeout problem is going to come back. He doesn't make enough contact right now. to be like a juice versus the squeeze, right? Why does that not sound right?
Because
the juice worth the squeeze.
Is the juice worth the squeeze? You need to watch Girl Next Door again.
Yeah, there you go. That's but with Pajes, the consistency of, I'm looking at his pitch types against the top five pitch types he sees are fastballs, sliders, sinkers, changeups, and sweepers. That accounts for roughly 83% of pitches seen. Not only does he have a batting average that is 240 or higher, and four of the five are 278 or higher against. That is the batting average against those pitch types. The expected batting average on those five is 245 or higher on every single pitch, with three of the five being 282 or higher. So again, what that is saying is 87% of pitches that he sees, he is hitting consistently, and he's also hitting them pretty damn hard. 42% hard hit rate against changeups, 57% sinker, 37.9 against fastball. I mean, he's hitting them hard. He's getting batting average. He's making tons more contact. Andy Pajes looks like the real deal, is where I'm going with it, Boggs. So we are going to sweep it. Let's see if we can sweep this one. Moving over to a pitcher one, Carlos Rodon has been the talk of the freaking town because, Jesus, he keeps going with it. I love this one because we were batting around a couple names, and we decided to throw a big name in it. So the big names: Carlos Rodon, 2.49 ERA, 98 strikeouts, sub one whip so far this year, 31.5% K percentage, 8% walk rate, expected ERA kind of just supports it. He looks great against Spencer Strider, who has not really been great since he's returned. He's got a 5 ERA, a 6 expected ERA, and maybe most worrisome, and I talked about this on Leading Off, the stuff plus numbers are down. He is normally an above, like, I think it was like, I'm not looking at it the second, but 107 stuff plus last year. Fastball and slider are usually like 107 to 110 or higher. His slider was down a little bit. Slider is actually usually 120 plus on the stuff plus. And location is over 100 as well. He is below average stuff plus and location plus right now. And this is coming off of the injury. And Eno had also cited that you can see not just like velo dips, but there's a drag in the value as far as the stuff that he's throwing out there. He doesn't look quite right, but he's still Spencer Strider. And maybe he turns it around. So Carlos Rodon, my God, can you trust him versus Spencer Strider, who we know can be a top five pitcher when good? So which side do you take rest of season starting today?
I don't think it's really tough. I think it's Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon has looked amazing. He's not coming off a major injury like Strider is. He hasn't already been on the IL with an ankle issue like Strider has, right? And he looks amazing. I have always gotten Carlos Rodon incorrect. Every single time I pick against him or for him, I am incorrect. So take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt, because it feels like the winds change as soon as I hate on or love Carlos Rodon every single time. But this season is too amazing right now for me to come off the Carlos Rodon bandwagon. I'm on the bandwagon. This is the last guy that could get me on a bandwagon, and he did. So he's been outstanding. I thought lefty in Yankee Stadium, I don't think this is going to work. It's worked. It looks amazing. It's easy for me. It's Carlos Rodon.
You know, yeah, Van Rod says Rodon for sure. I think I might pivot for the fun of it here. It is really hard to go against Rodon, though. I'm supremely impressed with what he's doing. The K numbers are back. I remember doing this like dance with him last year, where it's like he has the stuff. It just needs to get back right. The pitch mix needs to look good again, and it wasn't. This year, he's thrown his changeup more, which is getting more Ks. He's actually lost velo on his fastball, but that might, I guess I would need to look at location plus numbers.
This is the best whip of his career.
Yeah,
9.3. I mean, the BABIP is insanely
higher than it was last year, though. It's funny enough.
And the BABIP is insanely low. So there's definitely regression coming for Carlos Rodon. I think anyone who's watched him pitch knows that. Like, it's coming. But the Sierra is still hovering right around 3. That is insane. So, yeah, I think I'm just sticking with Rodon here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey.
In this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
So, which one? Drew Rasmussen, Merrill Kelly, rest of season. Which one do you want to bank on?
Honestly, like, this one, out of all of them, is probably the most coin flippish to me. I think there's regression coming for both of these guys. How much regression? Because the Sierra for Merrill is 350. It's 332 for Drew Rasmussen. They're both not walking a ton. The BABIP is career low for both of them. It's 225 for Rasmussen, whereas his career is 268. Merrill Kelly's BABIP, 238. His career is 279. And this is the reason Merrill Kelly has performed so well is because CK had me on the fantasy six pack. They asked me about Merrill Kelly because they know I love him. And I said, I love Merrill Kelly, but he had like just left 2 starts in a row with cramping stuff. And this is like 2 starts after that Yankee start. I was like, he's a streamer. And obviously he's a top 20 pitcher right now, according to Yahoo. I think 66 overall, and Rasmussen's 30 overall and top 12 starting pitchers. So they're both pitching very well. I think that I'm just going to say Merrill. You know, it's a coin flip. Merrill seems to figure out this cramping thing. He's going deeper into games. He's striking out more. He just,
it's all the pickles.
He was just so good against the Braves. And you know, the Braves put up a ton of runs today. So, I think as long as Merrill Kelly is hydrated, he's been one of the better pitchers in baseball this year.
So Torrey Lovello said,
go ahead.
All the fans were sending pickles. They just kept sending pickles. I mean, I can't imagine mailed pickles, by the way, but he was just getting sent pickles like crazy. And you know what? Everyone knows my absolute disdain for pickles, so much so that they pay money to see me get punished. But I will say that one deck our balls we did where
it was so drinking, hydrated.
There was a lot of drinking going on during it because of the wheel, but I was forced into eating so many pickles. There was zero hangover the next day. I mean, my stomach hurt. It was horrible. I felt nauseous, but I did not feel hungover because I was hydrated AF.
I like that. Yeah.
I'm going to go on the opposite end. I'm going to go Drew Rasmussen. I think the Diamondbacks.
Merrill Kelly went to our high school.
He did.
Mine.
Pride of our high school. Pride. Him and Mark Andrews. But no, I'm going to go on the side of Drew Rasmussen here. He has been way too good. He's been carrying this team as well, but from a pitch type stuff, even though he is overperforming, I don't think he's overperforming at a level that's going to hinder him a whole bunch. I don't trust Merrill, unfortunately. I think he's a trade candidate, frankly, with how the Diamondbacks have been playing, unless they go on a roll. I do think the Diamondbacks are going to provide a lot of run support, but I think the regression into him makes him unrosterable, where Drew Rasmussen, you know, the whip numbers are super, super low. Rays stealing in division with wins. I trust Drew Rasmussen more, so I'm going to go on his side. So there you go. We're split on the pitchers. We were with the hitters, but you guys, you can let us know what side you take on those player debates. Shout out to our boys that just got in here late as we are leaving B-side, and John G is in the house. That is it for us. Make sure you
don't have anything from the Reaper.
No, I didn't see anything. So
double check, just make sure. I know we missed one because we had to skip one a couple weeks ago. So I don't want to miss another one.
Yeah, let me look. I mean, maybe. No, I don't see anything.
Okay.
Sorry, Reaper.
Just making sure.
Oh, wait. You know what? It's funny. Actually, no. Sorry about this. Reaper emailed me right after my internet went out and we had to jump the show. And Reaper said, I traveled. Oh, now I get who it is. There it is. I traveled from Butthole to take out Welsh's internet today. They have revealed themselves. I don't have an audio and some pictures to share that I sent last week. I didn't send any this week, though. Wasn't sure how these segments were going. I won't be around at 1 p.m. when you log back in for your Twitch AMAs. Toodles, GR. We have
is that chatty?
That's,
I mean,
chatty.
We only know one human being in Tucson, right?
There's only one person that lives in the butthole, and that is Chatty. The Grim Reaper has been uncovered. I never assumed Chad.
I didn't think it was Chad either. I'm still not convinced. I would like to hear from Chad.
Well, okay, let us know what other butthole that they're coming from. So I don't know. Clearly, that is our boy Chad E. So Chad E. got to come up and hang out. Chad, get out of the butthole and come and hang out. Stop getting my internet and stop hurting players, please. We beg of you. InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. You want to support? We appreciate it. Twitch.tv/InThisLeague, YouTube.com/InThisLeague. That's the stuff and the things. Follow us on Twitter. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? That is all. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We're back next week. And of course, during the week on Fantasy Pros, you want to check out Leading Off. For Bogman, I'm Welsh. Goodbye. Have a great one. And
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.